Aura. Your aura is the life force, also called the etheric substance, that emanates from within you and surrounds your body like a subtle oval cloud of varying density. Some think of it as being made of energy. Others think of it as being made of electricity. I think use any word that helps you picture a projected power field that those around you undeniably sense and respond to, whether they're consciously aware of it or not, and some are even able to see. Every aura contains all the colors of the rainbow, but the dominant outer colors vary depending on our physical and emotional health. Red indicates extreme anger, for example. Black is a sign of physical illness. Grief and depression show up as a murky yellow-green. A dark entity or an unhealthy ego will be the brown-black color of mud. Green implies health, and blue is a transmission of heightened awareness. Any of these colors are capable of spiking, looking very much like a sunspot flaring up from the surface of the sun, when the root cause of the color has a sudden surge of strength, or, if it's illness, grief, or depression, a sudden downward spiral. One commonly ignored fact is that, except when you're dealing with dark entities, there are three core bands of constant color and strength at the base of every aura. A band of white, the emanation of the Holy Spirit within us, is closest to the body. Next is gold, the innate dignity of our divine birthright. The third is purple, the glow of the sacred lineage of our spirit. These three inseparable core bands have a total thickness of no more than 4 to 5 inches. So, to those of you who are able to see auras, please remember that the flares of color you're probably reading are temporary physical or emotional conditions. If you want to see a person's true character, look to see if bands of white, gold, and purple form the aura's foundation. Another fact that none of us probably use as often as we should is that we can make an active decision to project our core auras when we enter a room full of people, which is the most positive force field we can possibly offer. We know we can project our negative auras. We've all done it, whether we've meant to or not, and we've all experienced it. Someone who's in an angry, violent, self-pitying, or deeply depressed mood walks into a perfectly comfortable group and, without saying or doing a thing, reduces the group to an equally moody bunch of human thunderclouds. It's such a common phenomenon that we rarely go to a party of more than 10 or 12 people when we don't actually expect at least one bucket of cold water to come walking in sooner or later. But a projected negative aura by any other name can still ruin a good time. Projecting our core positive aura is as simple as forming the image. The bands of white, gold, and purple, when combined and projected, form a bright, almost fluorescent glow of dusty mauve with a tinge of gold. As you enter a room in which you want to try this for yourself, simply picture the room being bathed in a golden mauve that's flowing from you as if you turned on a strong, free-flowing tap. One word of caution, though. Don't get discouraged if your effort isn't a success each and every time. What with this being Earth and all, a negative aura has a range of about 150 to 200 feet when it's projected, compared to a positive aura, whose projected range averages 30 to 40 feet. If you doubt that, just watch the next time a happy person arrives at a party or workplace, closely followed by an unhappy person, and see which one of them affects the crowd more. My money's on the unhappy person every time. It's unfortunate, but true, which is why you'll find a section on tools of protection later in this program. It's not just us humans on this earth who are blessed with auras. Every living thing has one, because every living thing is partly composed of energy, or a life force, and therefore every living thing emanates that life force from within itself. I'll discuss that at greater length in the section on Carillion photography, a method by which auras are captured on film. For now, the truth to be focused on and cherished is that these universal auras we have in common all come from the same source, which means that we have the honor of a divine connection with all living things. What an immediate, stunning difference we'd make in this world if we just catch on to the simple, obvious fact that by abusing the life around us, we're abusing ourselves. But by nurturing it, we'd finally begin to thrive again.